come the dawn. There are golden metaphors, not yet written, never before used, hanging, hovering, waiting with eternal patience in the realm of dreams, to be grasped and woven into an intricately designed web of perfect pinpoint precision that raises razor-sharp illumination to the tippy-top of consciousness, where solid shocks of electric enlightenment snap, crackle, pop to the surface layer of God's sun, helping revelation and epiphany burn hot to light up the sky. With bombs bursting in air, all that jazz, all that flair, but that is not at all what you'll find here. For that type of imagery of the golden dawn variety has a rather elusive quality, hard to grasp, hard to handle, hard to hold at all, lest it shatter under extreme pressure. A broken chalice, spilling wine and smelted silver, a dormant rust, bleeding acid from the core. A last ritual under the weeping moon, as the primal desires of a bound fury smash through the chains to unleash chaos with mounting tides of spitfire waves ready to bring hell at any moment. That is to say, a horse, of course, of another sort. A bird with black tar feathers of an entirely different kind. This is not a poem. This is a poem about flowery yellow language and lofty, bouncy big ideas. This is a poem. This is not a poem about the would-be wunderkind, kissed on the cheek, stabbed in the back, shot through the heart, slain on the cross, resurrected on the third day, only to be buried alive on the fourth. Crestfallen in the casket, not much air down there to breathe. Cries of, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" get muffled in the firmament of clay that once had served as cradle, but now became the grave. But do not shed, Crow Jane, nary a single tear, for you and I both know that we all die, my dear.